With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden says the New Year's Day terror attacks resulted from weak national security policy in the Biden administration.
Following months of warnings about a resurgent terrorism threat, an Army veteran inspired by ISIS slammed a pickup truck into crowd celebrating New Year's in New Orleans. Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden of Wisconsin tells the Salem Radio Network he wasn't surprised.
Are they linked? I'm not sure. Could they be linked? Absolutely. Was the first one designed to be a signal to President Trump? Potentially. Was the second one? Absolutely.
The former Navy SEAL said this attack and the Cybertruck explosion in Las Vegas on the same day represent a long-standing concern about threats from homegrown extremists who radicalize on their own before committing mass violence in the name of foreign groups. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The NFL says the Super Bowl will be safe, though.
The league issued this statement following the deadly New Year's morning attack, saying in part, quote, "The NFL and the local host committee have developed comprehensive security plans, and we're confident attendees will have a safe and enjoyable Super Bowl experience," unquote. The statement added condolences for the victims and for the New Orleans community. Last week's college Sugar Bowl football game at the Superdome was delayed a day due to security concerns as a result of the attacks, which killed 14 people, as well as the perpetrator. George Williams reporting.
By blocking a Japanese company's takeover of U.S. Steel, President Biden says he's protecting U.S. jobs. Critics say he might be putting them at risk in making its nearly a $15 billion bid for the Pittsburgh-based steel maker. Nippon Steel has promised to invest nearly $3 billion in U.S. Steel's aging infrastructure. Now they won't get it. New vehicle sales up about 3% last year as prices and interest rates eased a bit, making all cars a little more affordable. Supposed to get better in 2025. This is SRN News. There's not much for families to watch on popular streaming services. The Parents Television Council and Media Affairs Group has conducted a study, and it reveals that the vast majority of programs produced by on-demand companies are aimed at mature audiences only. Of all the original shows available to stream, more than 540 are rated mature versus less than 60 to their G-rated. On Netflix, for example, 62% of programs are for mature audiences, 6% PG-rated, 1% G-rated. Many families are turning now to Christian streaming services. It's been a decade since six South Koreans were detained in North Korea, but there's no word on whether they are alive. Three of them are Christian missionaries and the rest North Korean defectors who had resettled in the South. The missionaries who'd been involved in covert work to spread Christianity in the North were all sentenced to hard labor for life after being convicted of plotting to overthrow the North Korean government. This is SRN News. Reaching the age of 100 is remarkable, but a woman in Japan went way beyond that.
Tomiko Itoka was the world's oldest person before her death this week. She was 116 years of age. A family spokesman says the woman loved bananas and yogurt and had become the oldest person last year following the death of 117-year-old Maria Branius. She was born May 23, 1908. She is survived by one son, one daughter, and five grandchildren. Jason Walker reporting.
New York's new toll for drivers entering the center of Manhattan is starting up today after it withstood years of political wrangling, a last-minute pause, and a flurry of legal challenges. The toll, known as congestion pricing, is meant to reduce traffic gridlock in densely packed Manhattan while also raising money to fix the city's ailing infrastructure. This is SRN News.